Chapter 26. The Second Census. After the slaughter, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census by ancestral houses throughout the community of the Israelites, of all those of 20 years or more who are fit for military service in Israel." So on the plains of Moab, along the Jericho stretch of the Jordan, Moses and the priest Eleazar registered those of 20 years or more, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The Israelites who came out of the land of Egypt were as follows. Of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the Reubenites by clans were, through Hanok, the clan of the Hanokites, through Palu, the clan of the Paluites, through Hezron, the clan of the Hezronites, through Carmi, the clan of the Carmites. These were the clans of the Reubenites, of whom 43,730 men were registered. From Palu descended Eliab, and the descendants of Eliab were Dathan and Abiram, the same Dathan and Abiram, counselors of the community, who revolted against Moses and Aaron, like Korah's band when it rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them as a warning, Korah too, and the band that died when the fire consumed 250 men. The descendants of Korah, however, did not die out. The Simeonites by clans were, through Nemuel, the clan of the Nemuelites, through Jamin, the clan of the Jaminites, through Jachin, the clan of the Jachinites, through Sohar, the clan of the Soharites, through Shaul, the clan of the Shaulites. These were the clans of the Simeonites, of whom 22,200 men were registered. The Gadites by clans were, through Zephon, the clan of the Zephonites, through Haggai, the clan of the Haggites, through Shuni, the clan of the Shunites, through Ozni, the clan of the Oznites, through Eri, the clan of the Erites, through Arod, the clan of the Arodites, through Areli, the clan of the Arelites. These were the clans of the Gadites, of whom 40,500 men were registered. The sons of Judah who died in the land of Canaan were Ur and Onan. The Judahites by clans were through Shelah, the clan of the Shelahites, through Perez, the clan of the Perezites, through Zerah, the clan of the Zerahites. The Perezites were through Hezron, the clan of the Hezronites, through Hamul, the clan of the Hamulites. These were the clans of Judah, of whom 76,500 men were registered. The Issacharites by clans were, through Tola, the clan of the Tolaites, through Puva, the clan of the Puvahites, through Jashub, the clan of the Jashubites, through Shimron, the clan of the Shimronites. These were the clans of Issachar, of whom 64,300 men were registered. The Zebulunites by clans were, through Sered, the clan of the Seredites, through Elon, the clan of the Elonites, through Jalil, the clan of the Jalilites. These were the clans of the Zebulunites, of whom 60,500 men were registered. The sons of Joseph were Manasseh and Ephraim. The Manassehites by clans were, through Machir, the clan of the Machirites, through Gilead, a descendant of Machir, the clan of the Gileadites. The Gileadites were, through Abiezer, the clan of the Abiezerites, through Helek, the clan of the Helekites, through Asriel, the clan of the Asrielites, through Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites, through Shemadar, the clan of the Shemadites, through Hepher, the clan of the Hepherites. Zelophehad, son of Hepher, had no sons but only daughters, whose names were Mahla, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the clans of Manasseh, of whom 52,700 men were registered. The Ephraimites by clans were, through Shutelah, the clan of the Shutelahites, through Bekah, the clan of the Bekrites, through Tehan, the clan of the Tehanites. The Shutelahites were, through Iran, the clan of the Iranites. These were the clans of the Ephraimites, of whom 32,500 men were registered. These were the descendants of Joseph by clans. The Benjaminites by clans were, through Bela, the clan of the Belaites, through Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites, through Ahiram, the clan of the Ahiramites, Through Shupham, the clan of the Shuphamites. Through Hupham, the clan of the Hupamites. The descendants of Bela were Arad and Naaman. Through Arad, the clan of the Aradites. Through Naaman, the clan of the Naamanites. These were the Benjaminites by clans, of whom 45,600 men were registered. The Danites by clans were, through Shuham, the clan of the Shuhamites. These were the clans of Dan, of whom 64,400 men were registered. The Asherites by clans were, through Imnah, the clan of the Imnites, through Ishvi, the clan of the Ishvites, through Beriah, the clan of the Beriites, through Heber, the clan of the Heberites, through Malkiel, the clan of the Malkielites. The name of Asher's daughter was Sarah. These were the clans of Asher, of whom 53,400 men were registered. The Naphtalites by clans were, through Jaziel, the clan of the Jazielites, through Guni, the clan of the Gunites, through Jezer, the clan of the Jezerites, through Shillem, the clan of the Shillemites. These were the clans of Naphtali, of whom 45,400 men were registered. These 601,730 were the Israelites who registered. Allotment of the land. The Lord said to Moses, among these groups the land shall be divided as their heritage in keeping with the number of individuals in each group. To a large group you shall assign a large heritage, to a small group a small heritage, each group receiving its heritage in proportion to the number of men registered in it. But the land shall be divided by lot as the heritage of the various ancestral tribes. As the lot falls, shall each group, large or small, be assigned its heritage. Census of the Levites. The Levites registered by clans were, through Gershon, the clans of the Gershonites, through Kohath, the clan of the Kohathites, through Merari, the clans of the Merarites. These also were clans of Levi, the clan of the Libnites, the clan of the Hebronites, the clan of the Malites, the clan of the Mushites, the clan of the Korahites. Among the descendants of Kohath was Amram, whose wife was named Jochebed. She also was of the tribe of Levi, born to the tribe in Egypt. To Amram she bore Aaron and Moses, and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered profane fire before the Lord. The total number of male Levites, 1 month or more of age, who were registered, was 23,000. They were not registered with the other Israelites, however, for no heritage was given them among the Israelites. These, then, were the men registered by Moses and the priest Eleazar in the census of the Israelites taken on the plains of Moab along the Jericho stretch of the Jordan. Among them there was not a man of those who had been registered by Moses and the priest Aaron in the census of the Israelites taken in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord had told them that they would surely die in the desert, and not one of them was left except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun.